Patty, before we get started, I want to talk to you today about a new ebook that the foundation, the Beau Biden Foundation, has just published. But before we do that, give us some background about the Beau Biden Foundation for those who are not aware.
The Beau Biden Foundation began immediately after the death of Attorney General Beau Biden to continue Beau's life's passion of child protection and the protection of vulnerable people. So we began immediately, like I said, after his passing, and then began operations in January of 2016.
All right. You are with us today to talk about a new ebook that the Beau Biden Foundation has just published. It's called Seven Things You Don't Know About Your Child's Digital Life. Talk to me about that.
Well, you know, I think what we found, and I found when I was with the Department of Justice, is that a lot of adults do not understand what their children are doing online. And as a result, a lot of children are being placed in very dangerous situations. The children don't understand the significance of it. The parents don't understand what the children have been up to. And therefore, we've got a problem, a disconnect. So what we do with this ebook is we seek to lay out seven things that we think parents don't know about what's going on with their children. And we focus on these seven things that are the most common things we see when dealing with families and children through our educational efforts.
All right, let's break this down. What are the seven things?
In chapter one, we address bullying. And we address bullying in a very honest and open way based on our interaction with over 30,000 kids in Delaware and kids in other parts of the country. And what we found is that a lot of kids are involved in bullying. I think parents don't understand that more often than not, their kids are involved in bullying as what's called a bystander. The second one is privacy, right? So a lot of parents don't understand how their children, and the kids don't either, to be honest, that how digital advertisers are tracking their children and what privacy rights we are giving away online, particularly through our children. The third is that predators, child predators, are using online gaming platforms to groom children for sexual assault. This is probably the issue that parents are most shocked about. I think a lot of people think that online gaming is a safe way for their kids to have interaction. The fact of the matter is that online gaming platforms are and have been invaded by predators who are setting up and creating relationships with children and then setting children up to be groomed and have a relationship with them. Fourth is that accounts that children have that parents think are private are not really private. What we find out is that children are giving away their password to people, a lot of people, and as a result, their accounts are not private. Fifth is that children have accounts that parents don't know about. So maybe some parents know that behind what looks like a calculator on their child's profile is actually another social media site. And social media sites are just in proliferation. So there's things that parents don't even know about out there. And their children know pretty much everything. So they're able to fool parents and say, well, I'm doing homework, when in fact they're online engaging in social media. Six is that kids overshare. Now, that shouldn't surprise anybody, right? Because I don't know about your Facebook feed. When I look at mine, some of the things people share are just shocking. And children overshare, too. You know, in essence, they live what they learn. And that's what they're doing. They're oversharing. And what's happening with their oversharing is it can place them at risk. Because if they're engaging with a predator and they're talking with a predator about their life, and they're telling the predator where they go to school, why they play basketball at, what sports they're involved in, when their lacrosse game is, they are providing information about their whereabouts to predators. So the fact of the matter is this can cause really significant harm. And then finally, and what has become the most significant proliferation online is that kids have access to pornography, and it's hardcore pornography, and they know where to find it, and they're using it. Children have increased risk of addiction to pornography, and a lot of experts are very concerned about the number of children who are viewing pornography online and what they're looking at.
Very pertinent things there. We're talking to Patricia Daly Lewis. She's the executive director of the Beau Biden Foundation. The foundation has just released a new e-book. It's called Seven Things You Don't Know About Your Child's Digital Life. And Patricia Daly Lewis outlined those seven things. Patricia, do you find these things, the bullying, the predators, children oversharing, do you find some of these things more prevalent now than years ago, even 5, 10, 15 years ago?
I would say yes. So I was a deputy attorney general for the LAP before I joined the foundation in 2016. I was a deputy attorney general for just about 30 years and devoted my time at the Department of Justice almost entirely to children. The last 10 years, I was the director of the family division. So we had a lot of interaction with children, both in the juvenile delinquency system and as victims, and finally in an education setting where we used to go out to schools and talk to kids. So I will tell you that I see particularly this issue with online gaming and this issue with pornography to have increased substantially. I mean, it's really shocking and overwhelming to me that it's going on the way it is. The oversharing obviously has gotten a little bit worse, but I think, again, we see that with adults online. Some of the oversharing is really troubling. The other day, one of my brothers lost a good friend of his, and he said to me, I have to show you this. I want to get your opinion on it. And it was the last moments of his friend's life. He had been friends with this man for 50 years, that someone took to videotape their interaction with his friend in the last minutes of his life. And he's like, what's your impression? I thought that was the most incredible invasion of privacy.
Absolutely.
I mean, imagine the children of this man having to look at that, or his wife. So if adults are doing this, then what do we really expect of our children? It's what they are seeing, not simply on the internet per se, you know, social media. But I mean, look at YouTube. YouTube is the things that people put on there is absolutely shocking. And this is what our kids are looking at. And in large measure, they're looking at it completely unsupervised. Second is the predators online. I mean, it started back when I was in the AG's office, but now it's rampant. And I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. It's except to educate people that it's happening and to work with online gaming platforms to see what they are doing to protect children. But the fact of the matter is they can't send somebody out to every single person's house and ask for their birth certificate and run their criminal history. They just can't do it. So it's really incumbent upon parents to be very mindful that when your children are sitting in the back seat on an iPad doing some kind of online gaming, they could be being groomed a foot away from you, and you just don't know. And then the issue with pornography. So, right, kids have always been interested. I grew up with 5 brothers, Kelly, so...
It was rough for you. I can hear it in your voice. It was rough.
And 2 sisters. But like, I understand that, you know, there were Playboy magazines hidden in the basement. I get that. Age-appropriate, looking at kids looking at pictures in an age-appropriate fashion. Not something parents are thrilled about, but it's not horrific. What these kids see online is absolutely horrific. When I was leaving the AG's office, there was a case we were working on, and I went out to Troop 2 to look at the porn that they had downloaded. And the detective said, Patty, I feel embarrassed to even show this to you. It's that hardcore. Like, I can't sit in the room and watch you watch this. It's that hardcore.
You're listening to a discussion with Patricia Daly Lewis. Patricia is the executive director of the Beau Biden Foundation. Now, besides this free ebook that Patricia has been outlining, it's called Seven Things You Don't Know About Your Child's Digital Life. You also provide some tips for talking to your children about sexting and a free mobile device contract to set some ground rules for your children's use of, you know, their tablets and their iPhones, et cetera.
Right. So, and we also give parents like 15 apps they should know about that maybe they don't. And we list them. We got those right from law enforcement. But the digital contract, I think, and I will tell you, I did one with my daughter who's now 31 and is a lawyer in Washington. But, and she wasn't happy then either. But what you do when you create this digital contract is you really lay out for kids what your expectations are and what will be the result if they violate your expectations. So, you know, those of us who have raised kids know that we say, I told you not to do that. Because you did that, you're going to be, you know, the best thing you can ever do is take the phone away. I'm taking the phone away. And then the hysterics. And then, you know, you never told me that was going to happen. And, well, what about this? And what about that? When you have this digital electronic agreement, you can say, now, see, right here I told you, if you did this, this was going to happen. This helps parents in terms of discipline being swift and sure. We don't have to, like, have a debate about what the discipline is going to be. It's right there. We told you this was going to happen. I think that really helps people, particularly parents who are new to this situation with dealing with some of the kids, some of the things kids get themselves into. The other is sexting. Sexting has become, and I hate the word sexting, really, because it makes it sound like it's something funny, and it's not.
Exactly.
What children don't understand is they're sending pictures of themselves, in many instances, fully nude pictures, we've seen them as young as 12 years old. They're never getting those pictures back, ever, ever. So the boy or the girl you send these pictures to when you're in eighth grade is, you know, going to be your husband or your wife. You break up, as most of those relationships do, and then you've lost control of all those pictures forever. You can never get them back.
Some great advice.
And children, right, they don't have the concept of forever. A lot of kids, most kids, live in the moment.
Yeah, forever forever to a child is, you know, the next 5 minutes.
right, exactly. So when they are going into their, you know, sophomore year at University of Delaware, and somebody says, yeah, I have a picture of you, and they show it to them. They're like, where did you get this? Well, you know, you sent your picture to my cousin when you were in eighth grade, and there it is, and you can't stop it. It's like, you know, I hear parents would say to us at the AG's office, well, you need to take them all down. Well, it's like whack-a-mole. You can't do that. You can take down what you can take down, but it's done. It's there. I mean, kids send these pictures out on the Snapchat app, and it can go to 400 kids in 3 minutes. So they really have to start this conversation with regard to sex and children's boundaries and their personal rights over their body very early, because kids are doing this earlier and earlier.
A new ebook is out from the Beau Biden Foundation. You've been listening to Patty Daly Lewis, the executive director of the foundation, talk about seven things you don't know about your child's digital life. Patty, how can people access this ebook?
Our website, www.beaubidenfoundation.org.
Is the digital contract there as well?
Yep, it's all there. And look, I always tell people, make adjustments to that contract. You know, maybe I'm too harsh. but the fact of the matter is, do what's right for your family with that contract.